This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Shaivasi Pleasant View, Shaivasi County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E, last name is Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6/14/1922. Date of evaluation is 8/30/2022. HPI history page, complaints. Psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 100 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 12/4/2017. Patient's chart indicates history of Alzheimer's disease, hypertension, depression, pain in right knee, osteoarthritis, history of repeated falls, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Patient was presently confused during my evaluation. She complained of bilateral knee pain and reports that her bottom of the feet are burning. She could not tell me how long she has been a resident here or the name of this facility or today's date. She thought it's December 1980 and Roosevelt is the president. She could recall zero out of three objects after 3 minutes. She could not tell me how many children she has or what kind of job she did. Here she reports that her sleep and appetite is okay. Here staff reports that patient has occasional agitation and hallucinations. She has had accused quote someone of getting on top of her, unquote, but no evidence of any alleged sexual assault. Here, patient was started mirtazapine by PCP to improve her mood and sleep. Period. During my evaluation, patient denied hearing voices or seeing things. No hostility or agitation reported. No history of hypomanic or manic symptoms. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Next paragraph. Review of system general weakness, eye, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, none reported. Musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, none reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history. By outpatient psychiatric treatment denied. By outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. By history of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph. Social history, current relationship, widowed, the number of children, patient's chart indicates a son and a daughter, but patient had a hard time recalling how many kids she has. Next paragraph, current employment, not working. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform a chart. Nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits. Medical history, see medical history as reported HPI. Surgical history not known. Tobacco history not known. Family history not known. Alcohol history denied. Drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Current medications, MAR reviewed. Mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS, started by PCP recently. Next paragraph, blood pressure 126/64, pulse 68, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear mood, mildly dysphoric thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbance denied during my evaluation, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, patient did not know the name of this facility, today's date, or who the current president is, memory, she could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration, poor, she could spell the word house forward, I had trouble spelling it from backward to forward. Fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight. Fund of knowledge, poor patient thought Roosevelt was the president. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Alzheimer's are disease. Number two, Alzheimer's disease. G30.1, number two, dementia and disease is classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance, sub 0.2.80. Number three, major depressive disorder. Unspecified F32.9. Plans continue to monitor response from mirtazapine. Encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities. Disposition, patient has significant cognitive impairment. She lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. Consider activation of power of attorney and or guardianship. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of Remeron risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.